thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels during this Advent season. Today, Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 66. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father Zechariah, but his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." And they said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who has that name." And then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. And he asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately, his mouth was open and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. All the neighbors were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him. The news was unbelievable. The angel Gabriel told Zechariah that he was going to be a father, a dream the old priest had put to death long ago. As a sign of the angel's authority, Zechariah was rendered speechless for the duration of the pregnancy. When Zechariah's wife, Elizabeth, gave birth, her friends and family celebrated with her. They expected the child to be named after someone in the family and were surprised when she said, "He is to be called John." They appealed to Zechariah, who wrote on that tablet, "Yes, his name is John." And then Zechariah's speech was restored, and he began to praise God. Not everyone knew about Gabriel's visit to Zechariah regarding the birth of John the Baptist, the one who would end up preparing the way for Jesus. But the manner of his birth to parents well past childbearing years, and then Zechariah's recovered speech, well, that left them filled with awe. They knew that this child was destined for a special assignment, for the Lord's hand was with him. Father, because of your grace, every person is destined to a specific assignment. Because of Jesus, your hand is always with us. We thank you for that. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If we can pray for you during this Christmas season, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.